Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. One of the things that I found very interesting over the weekend is that former U.S. President Donald Trump said it was not fair that both the New York AG and the January 6th committee were going after his kids. They're going after kids, was his declaration. And while I certainly agree with him that I wouldn't want anybody chasing my children, I wouldn't want anybody harassing my children, I will also remind him that he appointed children to advisor roles in the White House and that his children have materially benefited from his business. So they have taken senior executive roles within the company that is being investigated. While I certainly understand and would want to protect my own children in the same way, the reality is, Mr. Trump, you unfortunately put your kids in that position. So I think it's probably best that you not complain about it anymore, and we move on to the next flame of du jour. And the next flame of du jour, I actually got to watch a bit of a football game. I actually watched the second half of the Atlanta Falcons, New England Patriots Super Bowl, and the first half, but I watched the second half where Tom Brady made the greatest Super Bowl comeback of all time. And yesterday, with the Rams having the lead that they had, I think at one point when I tuned into the broadcast, it was 24-3, excuse me, and the Buccaneers kicked a field goal. It was 24-6. It was an amazing comeback, and I think that at this point, anybody that was involved in that game just, you know, deserves a massive, massive, massive applause, because that was an entertaining game. Apparently, the night game, which I did not watch, Kansas City and Buffalo, was even better, even more entertaining in a much shorter time period. But I did want to, after all these years of complaining about Tom Brady, I did want to say that was an amazing display of resilience, of stick-to-itiveness, and somebody continuing to try things to figure out a way to solve a problem. And I was really, truly impressed by that comeback. So while the Buccaneers didn't quite win the game, that was an amazing comeback regardless. As we head into the cold days of winter, normally in the Washington, D.C. area where I live, February is the cold month. We've had a cold January. We've actually had snow in January, almost 9 inches of accumulation. We haven't had 9 inches of accumulation in terms of January snow, you know, in the last 4 years combined. So it's an interesting year so far. We'll have to see what February looks like. Last year in February, we had four storms, three snowstorms of 2 to 4 inches each, and one ice storm. I would prefer not to have another ice storm, but, you know, it is what it is as you kind of head down the path. It is, after all, February, and February is what it is. So, as we head down the rest of this winter path, I'm curious to see what February will bring for the Washington, D.C. area. Last but not least, and I'll end with this, more of a happy note. This is one of those situations where, you know, you look around and you begin to realize that things are starting to get a little bit better. It looks like COVID is finally starting to slow down. Hopefully, things are getting better. I truly hope so. I feel horrible for everybody that chose not to get vaccinated. I feel horrible for everybody that got sick. But I think, you know, we have to look at this as it's time to stop the spread. My name's Scott Anderson. Thank you for listening to my podcast.